I am once again about to talk about my dating life. If that's not something you're interested in, which I fully understand, because I know that I'm the online girlfriend. I know I'm not. I know I'm, like, most of you, if not all of you, are fully mature enough to understand that I'm just a person on the internet who creates content to make you happy, but I am just really pissed off today. I just don't understand what the fuck am I doing wrong. Alexa, turn it down. I've been through so many crazy fucking men lately that it just makes no sense. So I've been going out with a guy. Going out, well, that's kind of an overstatement. We've met a couple of times, but only for dog walks, and he says he wants a serious relationship. He's really nice. He's kind of a little bit conservative, which is different for me, because apparently I only managed to find fuckboys. But I thought, you know what, maybe I should go for the nice guy for once. And it's not like I don't want to go for the nice guy, it's just, I don't know, it's how things happen. So it was a really nice first date. We went for a lovely walk. We hugged. That's it. Second date, again, we went for a lovely walk with my dog. At this point, it seemed like he's only seeing me for my dog. Third date, I don't even want to call this a date anymore. I went over to his apartment and we had dinner together. And he just played with my dog for most of the time. We did have a lovely chat. Like, we have great chats. This is what I really liked about him. Lovely, lovely chats. And then at one point I asked him, like, do you actually like me, or are you just, like, seeing me for my dog? And he laughed and said, no, I like you both. I said, okay. I asked this again at some point, and then at that point he just laughed. And then he walked me home. He lives 20 minutes walk away, which is great. Like, it would be great. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to date him for convenience. I do like him. Well, I did. I don't anymore. And then He likes to carry my dog because she's tiny, even though I told him, like, she can walk, it's fine. But he wants to carry her because he really likes her, because obviously this guy is only seeing me for my dog. And then he gives me a hug goodbye, and then he kisses my dog on her little head. And I even said to him, like, oh, so the dog gets a kiss and I don't. And he laughs, he pats me on the back, wishes good night, and walks away. Okay. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? And at this, I was actually hurt at this point. Like, he thought it was funny. I didn't think it was funny anymore, because don't get me wrong, I don't mind being friends. Like, I understand if he just wants to be friends with me, but that's not how he presented himself on the first date. So if you're not feeling it, you just want to be friends, tell me, that's cool. But I was starting to like him. We've barely talked since. He even asked me to come over to his place at some point, and then he will cook for me. Last time we just had takeaway. But, like, we've barely talked since this incident. And I even said to him, like, do you actually want to see me? I said, oh, we're colleagues, dinner, busy. I know he works a lot, whatever. But he was supposed to cook for me this weekend, but I don't think it's going to happen because he's barely texting me. And I should give up and stop texting him too. And then I had someone else on again, off again, and he would say shit to me, like, I know he's really toxic, it's just, he would say shit to me like, oh, if I get a girlfriend, I will still cheat on her with you. That's not a compliment, bruv. That's, you don't say that to a person and expect it her to like, be like, oh yeah, that's nice. No. Like, telling a girl that you're good enough to fuck but not good enough to be a girlfriend while telling her that you don't want a relationship, that's not cool. And we met last week, didn't want to have sex, just wanted to cuddle all night. That's cool, I like cuddling, but I went over there for sex. And then today he told me, well, that was because he's kind of seeing a girl. It's like, oh, so you don't want to have sex with me because you're seeing a girl, But inviting over a girl to cuddle, that's not cheating. Because for me, that's fucking cheating. And I didn't know. And I just told him, you know what? Fuck off. I don't want to see you again. I don't want to hear from you again. Just cuddle your fucking girlfriend. But you know what? I really hope that she finds out how much of a piece of shit you are. Okay. I know it's hard to keep up because I think I'm desperately scared of being alone. Desperately scared of going to sleep alone, not having anyone to cuddle. And it's wrong. It's unhealthy. It's like I'm addicted to trying to find someone to make me happy. And I need to like stop because we've been texting someone again for like a week now, and he's really fucking keen, like so keen that it makes me uncomfortable. But I was gonna give him a chance because he seems nice and hot, but we have a date today afternoon. Well, we don't anymore, but he doesn't know that yet. But we talk on Instagram, and his Instagram has a link to his Facebook, so like it's written there that that's his Facebook profile. Out of curiosity, I went and clicked on it. He has a fucking girlfriend. I was like, what? Benefit of the doubt. What if the relationship has ended some time ago and he never changed it? Because I did that. When my relationship ended, I was still in a relationship 6 months later on Facebook. I click on the girl's profile, beautiful girl, by the way. Scroll down like a little bit. They hung out literally yesterday. She posted a picture of him and her yesterday. Oh, the fuck, man? Were you gonna tell me that you have a girlfriend? And he's not even hiding it. And he's telling me, meanwhile, he's telling me how lonely he is, how looking forward to his to meet me, and like. It's so fucking full on, which was a huge red flag for me. And now I find out he has a girlfriend. Of course, like, yeah, I get it. You just want to hook up. That's fine. Don't love bomb me. Don't lie to me. And don't cheat on your girlfriend because I'm not going to be part of that. So I'm sitting at home, literally waiting for him to text me just so I can tell him to fuck off. Because I was considering just blocking and ghosting, but I don't like to ghost, and yeah, I just want to tell him to fuck off. I just, so angry. So angry right now. Why are men pieces of shit? And why are the nice ones only interested in my dog? What the fuck is wrong with me and my choices in a man? I don't even know what to say anymore. I know it's ridiculous. I'm chasing all these men for nothing, and yeah, I'm not having a good day. I didn't have a good weekend. You probably all knew that. I even didn't have heating in my apartment, didn't have hot water. Luckily, that was fixed. Sunday morning, my lovely little dog got bitten by a spider or something. Her head went double the size. Allergic reaction, so I had to rush her into the emergency animal hospital, who would charge like triple the money because it's Sunday. But my community was ridiculously lovely, and while I didn't want to put this on my wish list because I wanted to just take commissions, apparently I have difficulties selling commissions with 20% off. People would just rather give me money for free, which. Like, come on, guys, just give me a commission instead. But thank you everyone for helping. Thank you for contributing. It does mean a lot because after moving and everything, yeah, I'm okay with money. I'm not saying, but like, you don't expect a $200 vet bill just randomly because your dog is a little silly bean and gets an allergic reaction from a spider bite. I just didn't expect him, her to, you know. I got to start looking into pet insurance again because she was insured in the UK, but she isn't insured now. Oh, and another thing, my mom is having a cancer scare. She might have a, I think it's lymphoma when you have thyroid, is it thyroid cancer? I don't know. She's got a lump on her neck that needs to be removed because it's probably cancerous. And she's been waiting for this operation for over 6 months now. and suddenly they called her that she's getting operated on Monday. And I really, really wanted to be there, but they can't because it's too short notice. She lives in Italy, and I suppose I could go, but like finding accommodation last minute in Milan, and the flight itself is not even too expensive, but like it's just too short notice. And she said, you can't even come into the hospital because it's still like there's no visitation. It's all on lockdown because COVID or flu or whatever. So I can't actually go and visit her in the hospital. So I'm just gonna have to like sit here and wait for her to text me because she probably won't be able to speak because they're operating on her neck. And I just really want to be there for my mom, but I can't. So fuck this. And fuck the man that I'm trying to date. Other men are probably nice, but I can't fucking find them. Sorry for ranting too much. Thank you all for being supportive and friendly and nice like you always are. And I hope to do a little bit better this month. Bye.